For Masters man Senan Carr joins us after this comprehensive win for Donegal, finishing with 1-6 this evening, Senan. But listen, it was, as I said, a comprehensive win tonight, a very, very impressive display from Donegal.
Yeah, look, we came here to get the job done, and that's simply what we did. Like, we knew Cavan were going to come at us at the start hard, and we were able to deal with that, and the space opened up, and we got a couple of goals in the first half, and it put us well on our way. We were 10 or 13 points up, I think, at half time, and kicked on from there, thankfully.
Yeah, and it was an exceptional showing in the first half, and you seem to have continued on with that same vein of form that you did in the group stages. You settled into it very, very quick.
Yeah, look, we're just sticking to the plan, doing our jobs. That's all we can do. Like, as I said, Cavan were, they were well up for it at the start, but as soon as we put a few goals back past them and kept ticking over the points was the main thing too. Kept that scoreboard ticking, and we were set up well too. They didn't get any handy scores on us, and that was the main thing, like just closing up shop and making sure we keep the scoreboard ticking, and really showed for us out there.
And I suppose if we talk about the score, what they end up with tonight, 4-19, but listen, that all starts, so it does, from where the defence is, and again Donegal were very, very solid, and that's one thing stood out for us on commentary. Yes, we talk about just the guys doing the scoring all the time, but the way Donegal are set up on the edge of the arc, the opposition have great difficulty in trying to come through it.
Yeah, look, it's hard, that's what we set out to do. We want to be hard to break down, and it's proved to work for us so far, and we'll be sticking to it, I'm sure. And the defence is so vital in a lot of our scores, turnovers, and drop shorts, and all just forcing bad shots. It really helps us, drives us, and helps us forwards as well. The defence helps us forwards get scores and create scores.
Yeah, you're going very, very well. Listen, a young man like yourself, you've come up through the minor ranks, of course, the underage ranks before Masters, and played in massive games at club level, but here you are now. You find yourself with a massive game next week, an Ulster Under 20 Football Championship final to look forward to. I'm sure when you sat down at the start of the year, that's a target, that's on the wall where you want to be, and you're there now, so you are.
Yeah, look, that's what where it was. We set out to get this far, and now we're here, and it's a big week ahead for us now. Put the head down, and I think Tyrone are through, so we've played them before, but look,
it's a new game, sort of.
It's exactly. They might have been missing one or two players, I don't know. We can't take too much from that game. It was only group stage. We were both through at that stage anyway, so now look, we'll be well ready for them, hopefully.
Okay, so you reset now in the opposition, full focus now ahead for next Wednesday's tie, and everything is done up until now has to be forgotten about, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You can't really look back at the game against them, because as I said, they're missing one or two, but now look, we're going to be well ready for it, and can't wait for it now. As I said, the start, it was our main aim to get to the Ulster final, and now we're here, so it's just about getting another, just one more game, getting the job done.
It's big for the club and having so many players part of it as well.
Yeah, it is. It's great for the club, and I'm sure they'll be looking forward to getting us back too. They're going well enough in the league, and they'll be looking to get us back, and we're going to be ready to come back too.
Okay, listen, enjoy the build up to the final, because it's special when you get there. Donegal haven't been there in 5 years, so the best of luck with it.
Thank you very much.
And of course, Senan Carr kicking 1-6 today. We're also joined here by the captain. He's on his home patch. He doesn't have too far to go home tonight. That's, of course, is Sean Martin from the McCools Club. Kicked a stunning two-pointer there. So you did in the game as well. But I would say you do that all day, every day, up in this place. So you do, Sean?
Jeez, no. I don't know. It might have been the best I've ever had up here. But no, just happy to get over the line there today.
Yeah, that's a big one for you. But it all came from, I suppose, the foundation of the first half, Sean. So it does. You were very, very impressive. And you set into your plan and the way you do things very, very early.
Yeah, that's one thing Gary and the lads have always prided themselves on, is how we start the games. And we knew rightly if we got on top, it would be a massive factor and key point to go the whole way to win the game.
And I suppose when you've got three goals in the first half, it obviously makes it very, very difficult, so it does, for the opposition to come back. And they were real blows for Cavan, so they were.
Yeah, Cavan always been a never-say-die team now, in fairness, and we knew we played them last year, they were going to be like that, and they're the same there today.
Listen, you have a final now to look forward to, so it is, which is great for the group. There's a short turnaround, it's only 7 days, but this is where you want to be. These are the sort of games that you want to be involved in, Sean.
Yeah, 100%. We won't be thinking anything else, bar we're in a final, I can just enjoy the moment. And we know we have to put our heads down now, and we have a lot of hard work to do, but happy to be there. Yeah.
What's it like for you to lead this group as a captain?
Oh, it's a privilege, like, but I'm the one that does the interviews and all, but there's 15, 14 other leaders there, like, you know, it could be any one of them. Do you know, even though they're so young, 07, 06, their maturity level is unbelievable, like.
You may have 15 starting the match, but we've seen that the five substitutes that came on tonight as well, very much contributing to the scoreline and keeping it ticking over.
Yeah, that's one thing, again, Gary and the lads pride themselves on, that our bench is unbelievable, the work they put in, and they never say die, and they're not putting their head down because they're not getting a starting spot, you know, like.
But listen, you're going to have an enjoyable week now. It's nice to look forward to something.
Hopefully.
And Tyrone's the opposition, you know them already?
Yeah, we played them already, but I wouldn't take too much from it, to be honest, because we're already through, two of us are already through, and they're missing a few anyway, like, so they'll be a different animal now.
Okay, that's good to talk to you, Sean, and congratulations.
Thanks
and the best
so
of luck now in the lead up to the
final. Thank you, thanks very much.